1450 KFIZ. Tonight's game is brought to you by these community-minded sponsors. AirTech Heating, Eden Meat Market and Catering, Dan Sprader, your local Edward Jones representative, Taco Bell, Coal Oil and Propane, Quest Interiors, American Family Insurance Agent Tim Cruz, and Baker Cheese. Now, let's go live to the broadcast booth for a preview of tonight's action on News Talk 1450 KFIZ.
Good evening, basketball fans. We welcome you into our Saturday night showcase of high school hoops here on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. And tonight, it is playoff time once again as we've reached the regional final round in Division III girls basketball this evening as the unbeaten Winnebago Lutheran Academy Vikings host St. Mary Springs here this evening from Winnebago Lutheran Academy High School. Good evening to one and all. Spencer Wagon here with you from Winnebago Lutheran Academy here this evening, and you're at Zoom with the Tim Cruz American Family Insurance pregame show here on KFIZ. Stop by and see Tim in Fond du Lac, or you can give him a call at 921-7424 for all of your insurance needs. Both teams coming in off a win in the regional semifinal round last night. Vikings were winners right here against conference foe Mayville, who proved their record to 20-0 in the season. Vikings in that contest winning 87-39 last night in the regional semifinals. Vikings led 47-16 at halftime, scored the Cardinals 40-23 in the second half on the way to the win. 11 different players scoring points for the Vikings last night in the win. They were led by Kaylee Fry with 15 and Riley Lair with 11 points. Kiara Shea had 10 in the victory for Winnebago Lutheran. Meanwhile, a game you heard right here on KFIZ last night, St. Mary Springs a winner in their regional semifinal game against North Fond du Lac at home. Final score was 50-39, very low scoring first half for the Ledgers and Orioles last night. Ledgers led 19-16 at halftime. They outscored the Orioles 31-23 in the second half to seal the win. Isabel Kuhn, Izzy Kuhn, Braylee Freund, each with 13 in the win for St. Mary Springs last night. These two teams, of course, met twice in the regular season this year. WLA sweeping both meetings with the Ledgers this season, winning 58-41 back on January 8th right here at home and claiming a 61-48 win on January 30th at St. Mary Springs. In the first meeting, Elena Superdad facing the Vikings with 29 points. Haley Hoffman scoring 12 in that first meeting to lead St. Mary Springs. In the second contest, four players scored a double figures for WLA, led by Elena Superdan with 17 and Siri Kuski with 15. Tessa Tenney's pacing Springs in that second meeting with 15 points. Izzy Kuhn added 10 in the loss. And it's been WLA's series for the last several meetings. In fact, the last seven meetings have gone the way of Winnebago Lutheran Academy. WLA won both meetings back in the 2018-2019 year, won three times last year over the Ledgers, two in the regular season and one in the playoffs, and this year, of course, winning twice in the season. Ledgers' last wins over WLA came in the 2017-2018 season, in which they swept the season series. We have the 20-0 WLA Vikings and the 17-6 St. Mary Springs Academy Ledgers here this evening from Winnebago Lutheran Academy High School. We'll take a quick timeout, talk more about the regionals, games we're watching, and talk more about the teams coming up. You're in two with the Tim Cruz American Family Insurance pregame show. Here at News Talk 1450 KFIZ.
In a lawsuit, a little extra liability protection can go a long way. I'm Tim Cruz with American Family Insurance. A personal liability umbrella policy from American Family Insurance offers $1 million or more of coverage over and above the limits of your auto and home policies. And it's affordable. For details, contact me, Tim Cruz, at 920-921-7424 or stop by my office at 218 North Seymour Street in Fond du Lac today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. 877-573-8383.
American Family Insurance.
Attention HVAC technicians and installers. AirTech Heating wants to meet you. We have a long-standing reputation of honesty, integrity, and quality craftsmanship in Fond du Lac and the surrounding area. But as we grow, we're looking to add experienced techs and installers to our team, and fast. If you've got HVAC experience and want to join our amazing crew, apply today at airtech911.com. If you're looking for steady, full-time work, ongoing hands-on training, excellent pay and benefits, uniforms, trucks, and tools provided, AirTech Heating is the place for you. Apply today at airtech911.com.
Small town, huge flavors. In the heart of Eden. Eden Meat Market and Catering. Serving your family with custom cuts of steaks, chops, and chicken from their full-service meat counter. They also make fresh homemade pizza. 12 varieties to choose from. All with real Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Fresh veggies for their own homemade sausage or pepperoni. Weekly specials at EdenMeat.com. Eden Meat Market. Taking you back to simpler times since 1890.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
Welcome back to our Saturday night showcase. Sir, News Talk 1450 KFIZ Division 3 Regional Final as Winnebago Lutheran plays host to St. Mary Springs. You're tuned here on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Team leaders for both these squads. We've talked about Winnebago Lutheran and their 20-0 overall record. Elena Superdan having a fantastic season, and we've told you about before her return to the court after missing essentially two full seasons due to ACL injuries. She's come back with a vengeance. 17.4 points per game for Elena Superdan. Geneva Hewitt with 12.8 points per game. Kaylee Fry averaging around 8.9 points per game. Kiara Shea with 7.7. Riley Laird just below her at 7.6 points a game. And then Siri Kuski around 4 points a game. Abby Cole averaging around 3. Jessica Pinnow and Peyton Chemnitz averaging just around 2 points per game. St. Mary Springs, Reese Newman leading their scoring with 9 points a game. Haley Hoffman around 8. Sydney Pitts as well around 8 points a game. Isabel Kuhn at 7. Burley Freund around 7. And Tessa Tenney's averaging around 3 points a game for St. Mary Springs coming into this weekend's contest. Winnebago Lutheran winning the flyweight conference, very obviously, with a 12-0 overall record, 20-0 in overall play, 12-0 in league play, 20-0 overall. Laconia at 10-2 and 19-6. St. Mary Springs just behind them at 8-4 and 17-6 now coming into tonight's action after the win over North Fond du Lac last night. In fact, those three teams are the three teams left from the Flyway Conference, two of them playing here tonight. Other regional games involving area teams tonight in Division II. You have Waupun traveling to Reedsburg. Kettlemarine Lutheran playing at Kewaskum. Laconia is hosting a regional just west of us here on Highway 23 in Rosendale. Laconia hosting Marshall. Actually, they've played already once this season, and they played, of course, last year in the sectionals. So Laconia taking on Marshall in D3. Howard Grove hosting Keele, Princeton Green Lake hosting Hillsboro. In Division 5, I guess I do need to issue an apology for any Oakfield fans that might have heard us reading that your girls' basketball team lost to Houstonsford last night. That was not the case. You'd figure the WIAA tournament brackets would have the correct score reflected on them, but apparently that was not the case. I found out earlier today that I had the wrong score, so I apologize. So a classic, I guess you could say, a Dewey defeats Truman moment there, but Oakfield is playing in a regional final tonight against Ryle. Also, Lourdes Academy traveling to Almond Bancroft in other regional final action tonight. Now, teams will teams who win tonight will move on to the sectionals, and we talked about this briefly in our pregame show last night. Things are going to be a little bit different with that this year. Teams are going to be reseeded into the sectional brackets tomorrow. So when you hear those, when you see those, you'll know where the teams will be playing. Normally you'd see in the brackets, okay, say one of these teams, St. Mary Springs or Winnebago Lutheran, wins, they'd advance to top line of the bracket, and whoever's the bracket below them would be their opponent for the sectional semifinal. Not necessarily the case this year with the reseeding of the brackets. So We'll keep you posted on how those teams do tonight and what it means for the sectional matchups coming up here into next week. Sectional semifinals would be Thursday. Sectional finals would be Saturday with the schedule that is put in place by the WIAA. We're about 3 minutes or so away from start of our pregame here this evening as Winnebago Lutheran gets ready to take on St. Mary Springs in Division III Girls Regional Final play. We'll take one more timeout. Be back to kick off this evening's contest right here on News Talk 1450 AFI.
Love your new countertops.
Thanks. I do too. It's Quartz from Quest Interiors.
Quest Interiors does countertops?
Yep. They have an awesome selection of quartz countertops on display right in their showroom. You just choose the style and color you want from their Power By selection, and Quest Interiors does the rest.
Wow. Sounds easy to me.
And the best part is, because they fabricate their own countertops, they saved us a lot of money.
Get quartz countertops for less at Quest Interiors, Fond du Lac, and Oshkosh.
Baker Cheese, the pioneer of string cheese, is one of the largest standalone string cheese operations in the country, partnering with excellent local farmers so that in less than 48 hours from the time the milk leaves the farms, Baker's all-natural string cheese is ready for your enjoyment. Celebrating over 100 years of exceptional quality, visit the Baker Cheese store in County Road G in St. Cloud or call 477-7111, 477-7111 to place your order. Baker Cheese, freshest in every bite.
Question. When you walk into the boardrooms of the most successful companies here in Wisconsin, who do you meet? Answer. Men and women who play high school sports. Education-based high school sports give us more than athletes we can root for. They give us leaders we can depend on. Question. So where will we find tomorrow's leaders? Answer. High school sports.
This message presented by the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports. Our teams play here.
Welcome back to Winnebago Lutheran Academy as we get set for tonight's D3 regional final between St. Mary's Springs and WLA on this Saturday evening. Our Saturday showcase is playoff action here on KFIZ this evening. Before we continue our pregame show, when you're faced with a challenge, how you respond, it determines the real winners. And Rural Mutual Insurance believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual, the proud sponsor of the WIAA and Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965. From football to volleyball to soccer to tennis, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions. A message, of course, from the WIAA encouraging good sportsmanship, whether it be preseason, regular season, or postseason as we are in now. Important to be a good sportsman or sportswoman, and treat your fellow man with respect, obviously, on and off the field. That message, of course, from the WIAA. Lots of great sponsors bringing you tonight's broadcast here on KFIZ as we get set for tip-off here in just moments. Want to thank Quest Interiors, locations in Fond du Lac and Oshkosh. Also, a big thank you to Taco Bell, AirTech Heating, AirTech and Bride, doing whatever it takes at 924-6742. Also, Coal Oil and Propane, Eden Meat Market and Catering, Baker Cheese, and Dan Sprader, your local Edward Jones advisor at 976 East Johnson Street in Fond du Lac. Let's turn it over to Republican Rep announcer for the start of tonight's game here on KFIZ.
WIAA for a good partnership and
thank you.
Signature anthem is complete. Let's get your starting lineups for tonight's game between St. Mary Springs and Winnebago Lutheran.
First,
all right, again, your lineup for St. Mary Springs: Newman, Freund, Kuhn, Hoffman, and Pitts for head coach Mitch Reddick as they kill the lights, turn on the spotlight, and you're ready to announce Winnebago Lutheran Academy here this evening. WLA, might have been hard to hear that, but their lineups again: Shea, Riley, Lair, Fry, Superdan, and Hewitt for Winnebago Lutheran and their head coach Eric Schroffnagel. Ledger's in the Road Blues, saw them in their home whites last night. They're in the Road Blues tonight, and WLA in the home whites this evening, so really flipping the colors here this evening is Vikings and Ledger's Part 3 here on this Saturday evening in high school girls basketball. And starting with possession will be WLA. They'll inbound in the far sideline at center court. We're still tip-offs in high school hoops, at least here in the Flyway and the Fox Valley Association. We start with WLA in possession here, bouncing it off to the right-hand side. Shea tossing into the corner. Here's a three on the way for Lair, and she knocks down the triple. Riley Lair with the first points of the game on the Quest Interior scoreboard. WLA takes a 3-0 lead just seconds in to this D3 regional final. Here's Pitts. Pitts will toss it off to the left-hand side. Orsi back over to the right. Freund comes back with the top of the circle. Now she'll hand it off here to Newman. Newman in the corner, tossing it down low, looking for Hoffman, and she throws it out of bounds. And it goes back to Winnebago Lutheran. 17-27 to play, first half. Vikings 3, Ledger's nothing on the Quest Interior scoreboard. WLA with it here. This is Superdan tossing in the corner. Lair, same spot as before. She cans the triple again. Riley Lair back-to-back threes. It's 6-0 WLA on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Ledger's bringing up the court, now trailing 6-0. Here's Newman bringing it across the half-court line. Newman will toss to Pitts. Pitts fires it into the left-hand corner. Baseline drive, left side. Toss to Hoffman. Hoffman up and in. Bailey Hoffman breaks the scoreless streak there for St. Mary Springs, 6-2 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Now a three right side off the mark, no good. And tracking it down is Lair. They'll toss it to Superdan at the top of the key. And they beat it into the right-hand corner, coming in baseline right. Short jumper missed off the side of the rim for the Vikings. And St. Mary Springs back the other way, trailing by 4. Here's Freund to the corner. Freund dribbles to the elbow. She'll toss it back out to Pitts in the right-hand corner. Pitts handing it back here to Freund. Freund coming back out with it for Newman. Newman drives left of the lane to the basket and foul on the floor. So no shot. But a whistle here and a foul on WLA. Foul is on Geneva Hewitt for the Vikings. Her first, team's first. And the ball staying with St. Mary Springs. Kuhn gets the inbound. She'll hand it off here. They feed it back to Kuhn in the corner. Kuhn coming in, left of the lane, feeding it back out onto the left wing. Now rolling it back out here to Pitts. Pitts in the right corner. Pitts tosses it back out to Newman. Newman at the top of the key, going back to the left wing, finding Kuhn. Kuhn coming in. Kuhn nearly lost it, but Braley Freund gets it back. Freund feeds to Newman left side. Newman back it down the defender in the lane. Floater for Newman, good. Reese Newman makes it 6-4 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. 15:40 rather left to play in the first half. Lair finds Shea at the right wing. Now back out to Lair. Lair tries the triple again.
And knocks it down.
3-for-3. Riley Lair, all 9 points for WLA belong to her. 9-4 Vikings, 15:20 to play for the first half. Ledger's with it here. Here's the handoff to Newman. Newman has it poked away from her, and they'll call it over and back. Looked like WLA poked that away from her and was last to touch it. Might have been tipped across the line, but officials say it was last touched by St. Mary Springs. So with 15:12 to play first half, Vikings get it back. They own a 9-4 advantage right now on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Yara Shea gets it. Shea tossing to Lair, feeding it underneath. No, but a whistle and a foul here on St. Mary Springs. And it will be two shots here for Elena Superdan for the Vikings. Foul is called on Kuhn, her first and the team's first. And first shot, foul shot for Superdan is good. It's a 6-point lead, 10-4. 15 minutes left to play in the first half. She'll get one more. And she sinks that one as well, 11-4. Superdan with 2 points. Lead is 7. And a foul here on the Vikings. Foul is called on Geneva Hewitt, her second of the half, the team's second. And checking in is Siri Kuski for WLA. 14:59 to play first half. Vikings 11, Ledgers 4 in the C3 regional final. Cindy Pitt's going to take it herself, and she nearly lost it to Kiara Shea. Shea just couldn't track it down. Ran up to the basketball. Basketball rolling a little bit too fast for her. So it goes out of bounds, and it will be still Springs basketball. Tossing it down low to Hoffman. Hoffman can't handle it, and it's tracked down by the Vikings. They'll take it back the other way. Quick toss ahead in the post, kicking it back out. Three-pointer right side. Tosses off the rim, no good. Rebound out, though, to Lair. Lair dishes it off. Three-pointer for Superdan off the mark, no good. And out of bounds it will go to the Vikings here with 14:34 left to play in the first half. Vikings will inbound. Baseline right. Picking it back out into the corner. Superdan for three. Well off the mark, no good. But tracking it now is Kuski. Kuski gets it out here to Shea. She'll dribble it around the perimeter. Picking it back out. Working it to the elbow. Now picking it back out. Superdan grabs it with one hand at the left wing. Feeding it into the corner. Now working it back out. Pass intercepted. Intended for Lair. It's taken away by Newman. Newman dishes to Kuhn. Kuhn goes up with it. And, couldn't really get close to the hoop on that one. Lost it out of bounds. And it's back to Winnebago Lutheran. 14:04 to play for the first half. 11-4. Vikings lead on that Quest Interior scoreboard. Superdan catching just left of the circle. Working it back out onto the right wing. Kuski gets it, tosses it back out along the perimeter. Here's Superdan again. Superdan firing it down low to the basket, up and in for Kuski. Kuski's first basket of the game makes it 13-4 on the Quest Interior scoreboard with 13:35 to play in the first. This is Sydney Pitts. Pitts near top of the circle. Pitts just stopping just inside the arc, handing it back to Freund. Freund finds Newman here. Newman coming in from the left wing, throws it back out. As Freund gets it here, starts to get down low, looking for Pitts, off her hands and into the hands of Superdan. Superdan sprinting ahead, throws it up toward the hoop, can't hit. Three-pointer, again, Riley Lair. Off the miss from Superdan on the scoop shot. They found her again on that left-hand side, and she knocks down the triple, 16-4 WLA. With 13:08 left to play, Lair has 12 in this first half, all of them coming on threes here this evening. A timeout taken. I did not see the link, so we will keep it here with WLA leading St. Mary Springs 16-4 on the Quest Interior scoreboard here in this D3 regional final game. Tonight's game is brought to you by Quest Interiors, locations in Fond du Lac and Oshkosh, offering flooring, cabinetry, countertops, window treatments, exceptional style, and exceptional savings. That's Quest Interiors. Also, a big thank you to Eden Meat Market and Catering at 477-2711 or edenmeat.com. 16-4, Winnebago Lutheran leading St. Mary Springs, 13-08 to play in this first half. Riley Lair show for WLA, 12 of the 16 belong to her here this evening so far. Kuhn bringing it up the court for St. Mary Springs. They trail 16-4. Pitts brings it back out. Pitts left side, finding it back to Kuhn. Kuhn trying to go in for Hoffman. Now she tosses it back to Pitts in the corner. Beating it in front of the hoop. Hoffman up last and good. Haley Hoffman, 4 points for her. 16-6. The lead is 10 for WLA with 12:35 left to play in the first half. Superdan out near top of the key, feeding it to Lair in the corner, working it back out. Out, right side, three. Karam's off the rim, no good. Battling for the rebound is Kaylee Fry. And as Fry battles for it, I believe they're going to get a foul here on St. Mary Springs. They will. It'll be on Reese Newman, her first and the team's second. In for Springs is Tessa Tennies, as Pitts will take a seat. It'll stay Winnebago Lutheran basketball. 12:23 to play. Vikings up by 10, 16-6. Fry firing it in and looking in there. It looks like for Kusky, and it's ripped away by the Ledgers. Just intercepted. Tenney's catches in the corner, and as she works around the perimeter, she is fouled by Riley Lair. Foul on Lair, her first, team's third of the half. 12-12 left to play in the first. It stays St. Mary Springs basketball. Kuhn inbounds, and it's ripped right away by Shea. Vikings work it ahead into the corner. Superdan right side, three, good. Elena Superdan now with five, 19-6 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Vikings in front, 11:54 to play in the first half. Tennies tossing. Kuhn just left of the circle. Ricky back out to Newman at top of the key. Newman firing it into the corner. Freund out to Tennies. Tennies passes up the three in the corner. Dishes to Hoffman. Hoffman short jumper, no. Rebound out to the Ledgers. Newman the runner, no. And the rebound is pulled down by Kaylee Fry. Vikings go back the other way. Leading 19-6. Fry catches. Into the corner. Guess who? Lair for three. Ooh, she missed that one. Seems like her first miss in forever. Stays 19-6. Springs pushes it up the court as Tennies can't save it. Long pass goes out of bounds in the far corner. And a whistle and a timeout taken here, a 30-second timeout taken by the Vikings as they lead 19-6 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. 11:13 to play in this first half. We'll keep it here and remind you that tonight's game is brought to you by Baker Cheese with freshness in every bite. That's Baker Cheese there on County Road G in St. Cloud. Also, big thank you to Dan Sprader, Lover Jones Advisor at 976 East Johnson Street in Fond du Lac. Pardon me. 11:13 to play in the first half. Again, WLA leading 19-6. That's the series. You're listening to us here tonight. Wherever you are on this frigid Saturday, temperature outside. Nice and warm inside. Already -2, feels like it's -20. Happy February, everybody. 11-11 to play in the first half, 19-6. Vikings have the lead in the basketball here. As Shea has it here, Shea feeding it to Fry. Back out to Shea, left side three, bounces off the rim, no good. Offensive board, though, to the Vikings. Shea dribbles in the post. The runner good. Yara Shea makes it 21-6 WLA, 10:47 to play for the first half on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Springs with it here. Here's Kuhn. Kuhn will hand it off. Now here's Tennies at the free throw line. Out to Freund. Three, right side. Bounces off the rim, no good. Hoffman tries to get the rebound, but Fry pulls it down for WLA. You back out to Shea. Shea tossing in the corner. Out to Superdan, right side. Superdan firing it down low to Fry. Puts it up, no, but a whistle and a foul. Foul is on Haley Hoffman for Springs, her first and the team's third. And Kaylee Fry will go to the charity stripe here with 10:19 to play in the first. First one for Fry is good. One more here for Fry at the foul line. And she drains it both. Kaylee Fry knocks down both foul shots. WA leads 23-6 with 10:15 to play in the first on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Kuhn driving with it. Kuhn dishes to Tennies. Tennies bringing it in, and she double dribbles with it. So back to WA it goes. Geneva Hewitt steps in for WA. And Taylor Rowe will come in for St. Mary Springs. 10:08 to play first half. Winnebago Lutheran 23, St. Mary Springs 6. The Quest Interior scoreboard of this D3 regional final. Superdan dishes into the corner. Out to Shea. Shea finds Fry. Now back out to Shea. Here's Superdan left-hand side. At the free throw line is Cuskey. Cuskey hands it off back into the corner for Hewitt. Now here's Superdan again. Working with it. Left-hand side. Three. Good. Knocks it down. Kiara Shea. Kiara Shea with five. 25-6. WLA in front, 9.5 to play in the first half. Pure domination so far for WLA. Here's Kuhn. Kuhn right side, layup no. Pulling down the rebound is Kaylee Fry, and Fry will toss it to Superdan. Superdan, the quick toss ahead, right, left side layup no, but a whistle and a foul here, and the Vikings will go to the charity stripe. Foul on Taylor Rowe, her first, team's fourth. And Siri Koski will head to the free throw line for WLA. Rattles the first one home. Koski with 3 points. And WLA leads by 20. 26-6. Peyton Chemnitz stepping in for WLA here. And one more foul shot here for Koski. And she sinks them both. 4 points for Siri Koski. 21-point lead, 27-6, Winnebago Lutheran, 9:14 to play in the first half. And the ball going out of bounds. It will be Winnebago Lutheran basketball. Thought that went out off of St. Mary Springs. How a conference here. It's the lane the Superdan walked over to accept the inbound play. The Springs cheering section to my left here said, hey. And they are going to keep it with WLA. So the Vikings will have possession here, approaching 9 minutes to play in the first half. They lead 27-6. Superdan jogs it up the court. She'll toss it here to Shea. Shea back to Superdan, right side. Beating it down low, right in front of the basket, up and in, taking Chemnitz from the left side. The layup good, 29-6, WLA. Pitts brings it across the half-court line. Pitts tossing to Tennies. Tennies has it stolen away. Sprinting ahead all by her lonesome, missing the easy layup. Second chance, no. Vikings will get a chance to save it. Looked like an easy one for Shea there. She just missed the shot. Now she'll drive in from baseline left, and it will be out of bounds to St. Mary Springs. She almost had the steal of the score, but she just maybe overthought it. A little bit too easy for her? Not sure, but a full timeout taken by St. Mary Springs with 8:33 to play in the first half. All Vikings here this evening. Vikings lead 29-6 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. More coming up here at Newstalk 1450.
Successful teams don't take the field without proper practice first. At Cole Oil and Propane, they've been perfecting their craft for four generations. The team members at Cole Oil go to great lengths to make sure they know you and your needs, many times before you even do, like full-time tank monitoring, allowing Cole Oil and Propane to keep an eye on your tanks so you don't have to. Become a part of the Cole Oil and Propane team today. Four generations of success, putting their success to work for you. Find out more at at coaloilandpropane.com.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
33 to play in the first half on the Quest Interiors scoreboard. Winnebago Lutheran in charge so far in this contest. It's D3 regional final in girls hoops. WLA leads 29-6 on the Quest Interiors scoreboard. 29-6. That is the score. With 8:26 left to play before halftime. St. Mary Springs out of the full timeout taken by the Ledgers. They'll work with the basketball here. Sydney Pitts back out near half court, working with it here. Pitts stopping at the free throw line, tossing to Kuhn. Kuhn in the right-hand corner. Now back out to Pitts. Pitts right of the lane. Pitts tossing it in and feeding it into Hoffman. Hoffman misses the easy layup. And the Vikings take it back the other way. Here's Superdan for the right-hand side. Superdan tossing it to Riley Lair. Back over to Superdan, feeding it to Koski at the free throw line. Into the corner, left side three, off the mark for Hewitt. And the offensive rebound, though, goes to Winnebago Lutheran. Just inside the arc is Koski with the short jumper, misses it. And back to St. Mary Springs it goes. Ledgers with the basketball. Here's Pitts. Pitts will work it off here. Tossing it into the corner for Tennies. Tennies fakes it, brings it in, tries to pass it, and it's ripped away, stolen away by Riley Lair. And here come the Vikings. Superdan, the bounce pass, Koski, the layup, pump it in. 6 points for Koski, 31-6, Winnebago Lutheran. Here's Pitts from the wing. Pitts handing it to Kuhn at the free throw line. I'll work you back over to the left-hand side. Here's Pitts. Pitts on the right. Giving it to Tennies in the corner. Here's Tennies. And whistle here. And moving screen. Foul called on Peyton Chemnitz for WLA. Her first, team's fourth. Ledgers will retain possession here with 6:57 to play in the first. 31-6 our score. All Vikings here in this first half. It's Newman. Newman dishes it here. Back to Pitts. Pitts working into the right corner. Rowe will try for three. Misses that one. And the rebound pulled down by the Vikings. Quick toss ahead. Right side layup. Missed the easy one. That was Pesky with the miss there. As the Ledgers will get another opportunity here. 6.5 to play. They trail 31-6 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Pitts with the corner. Pitts working it to Freund, the right-hand side. Freund brings it in from the right wing. And they get back here to Newman. Newman stops, top of the circle. And they get back here. Getting it to Freund. Back to Newman. Newman near the free throw line. Newman looking for some help. Going to get back to Freund, right side. Freund tossing in the corner for Newman. As Newman works it in the post, Newman hits it out and stole it away. Did even Hewitt there to steal the pass? And Hewitt works it across the half-court line. And a travel here on the Vikings. As it goes back to St. Mary Springs, checking back in will be Kaylee Fry. Stepping in for Peyton Chemnitz. Also, Elena Superdan coming in for WLA. 5:49 to play in the first half. Vikings lead at St. Mary Springs, 31-6 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Ledger's working with it here. This is Judkins. Checked in last time. Handing it to Newman. Now Judkins. Judkins driving. Judkins, right side runner. No. Superdan tracks it down. And a quick toss ahead. Right side layup. Rolls home. Up it in. Yara Shea with the layup. 7 points for her. Vikings 33, Ledger 6. Here's Judkins. Judkins, her pass taken away. Riley Lair gets her hands on it. And a quick toss ahead to Superdan. Sizes up the three. God, Elena Superdan knocks down the triple. 8 points for Superdan. It's a 30-point game, 36-6. WLA, 5 minutes left in the first half. Ball goes out of bounds along the far sideline. It stays with St. Mary Springs. 4:57 to play in the first half. Ledger's with the basketball. There's Braley Freund. Freund dribbles to the right-hand side, bouncing it in, and it's ripped away. Stolen away by Hewitt. Hewitt bounces it off, right side, layup good. Basket up and good, 38-6. Full timeout taken by St. Mary's Springs. 4:40 to play first half, 38-6 on the Quest Interiors scoreboard. All Vikings all the time here in this D3 regional final. More coming up after this.
They're your life goals. Shouldn't your financial advisor take the time to get to know them? I do. I'm Dan Sprader, a Fond du Lac Edward Jones financial advisor. The most important goals I have are yours. That's why I take the time to understand your needs, and I can recommend personalized strategies with your goals in mind. Contact me at 923-3934. Making time to take the time. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
1450 KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
Winnebago Lutheran fans, very happy. St. Mary Springs fans, likely not. All Vikings so far, 4:40 to play before halftime on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Vikings looking very much like a 20-0 basketball team. 38-6. Yes, 38-6 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. 4:40 left to play. Winnebago Lutheran in control here in this first half of this D3 regional final. Thanks for listening here in KFIZ. It is St. Mary Springs basketball. Ledger's dribbling it across the half-court line. Here's Judkins. Judkins at top of the key. Works it back out to Newman. Newman over to the right. Beating it in the post in front of the basket. And missing is Fabricius. Ball's on the floor. And the tie-up will keep it, I believe, with St. Mary Springs here. Yes, it will. 4:21 left to play. It'll be Ledger basketball. Trailing 38-6. Newman catches left side. Newman tossing to Freund. Freund has it poked away, so no backcourt violation there. Tossing to Judkins, and a whistle here to travel as she launches the deep two. Back it goes to Winnebago Lutheran, 4:12 to play in the first half, 38-6 WLA. Supernan dishes it off into the corner. Here's Hewitt getting it here to Fry. Fry works it past the defenders up and in. Bailey Fry makes it 40-6. 3:47 to play in the first half. Here's Newman. Newman from the left side. Newman handing it back out. Now she gets it back at the left wing. Newman working along the far sideline, and she has it stolen away. The steal and the score for Kiara Shea. 9 for Shea, 42-6. WLA in front, 3:20 left to play, and now another steal. Superdan comes away with it. Superdan in the lane, dishes to Shea, and she has it knocked away by St. Mary Springs. So we'll stay with Winnebago Lutheran on this end. 3:15 to play before halftime. Vikings get the basketball, leading 42-6. Front of the hoop, working it up. Tossing it in is Fry. Haley Fry makes it 44-6 with 3:05 to play. Ledgers have the ball, left corner. Get back out to Kuhn. Gotta get it back out to her. Work it into the left corner again, looking for Hoffman, and the pass intercepted by Lair. Riley Lair takes it away. And the Vikings work it up the court. Supernan launches the three. Off the mark, no good. And the Ledgers take it back the other way. 2.5 to play. Vikings 44. St. Mary Springs 6. Here's Newman. Newman tosses it out onto the perimeter. Bringing it in. Tossing it to Kuhn is Judkins. Judkins pass bounces off of Kuhn's foot. Ahead is the layup. Shea, no. Ball bouncing around. Dishing it back out, Sewer, off the assist from Fry, And Shea now with 11 points. It is a 40-point game. Vikings 46, Ledgers 6, with 2 minutes to play before halftime. Here's Judkins coming in, baseline right. And a foul is called on Winnebago Lutheran. That is on Lair, her second, team's fifth. 159 left to play before halftime. It is St. Mary Springs basketball. They trail by 40. 46-6 with 159 to play before halftime. Kenny's right side. Handing it here to Pitts. Pitts drives to the elbow, dishes it into the corner. Three-pointer on the way, bounces off the rim. Off the rim, no good. Kuhn battling for it. Vikings rip it away, though. And WLA will sprint it the other way. Off the half-court line here is Maddie Lair. Lair giving it to Kuski, sorry. Working it into the corner. I'll work it back out to Kuski. Kuski in the corner. We'll dish it back out. Kuski gets it. Feed into the right corner now. Minute 20 left. All Vikings, they lead by 40 on the Quest interior scoreboard. At the free throw line is Fry. Fry dishes to the left-hand corner. Back to Fry at the free throw line. Fry, ball on the floor, whistle here. And a jump ball will keep it with Winnebago Lutheran with a minute 7 to play in the first half. Checking in here is Chemnitz, as Fry will take a seat. It'll be WLA basketball. Still off the tie-up. Working it out. Vikings work it into the right-hand corner. A whole bunch of subs coming in here as Chemnitz loses the basketball at the right elbow. It'll be Springs basketball sprinting ahead. Here's Kuhn. Kuhn dishing it back out for Brishitz for three. Tries to bank it off the glass. Cannot do so. Bank not open, at least at this point on a Saturday night, as the Vikings take it back the other way, leading by 40. Get it back out. Work it into the corner. Vikings with it here. Pass nearly stolen away as Ella Beertzer gets it. Working it into the corner. Vikings with it here with Kiefenheim. 20 seconds left. Rolling it back out. Taking it to the basket. Leaving it short is Kiefenheim. She took off from the free throw line. Quick toss ahead. And this one's knocked away. Chemnitz taking it back to the way. Here's Chemnitz, the bounce pass, left side layup, good for Kuski. Kuski now with 48-6. Pure domination. There's your halftime buzzer. And the Vikings in full control here at halftime. They hold the Ledgers to single digits in the first half. 48-6 on the Quest interior scoreboard of this D3 regional final here from Winnebago Lutheran Academy. Take a quick timeout. High school hoops continues after this here at Newstalk 1450.
In a lawsuit, a little extra liability protection can go a long way. I'm Tim Cruz with American Family Insurance. A personal liability umbrella policy from American Family Insurance offers $1 million or more of coverage over and above the limits of your auto and home policies. And it's affordable. For details, contact me, Tim Cruz, at 920-921-7424 or stop by my office at 218 North Seymour Street in Fond du Lac today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
American Family Insurance.
Attention HVAC technicians and installers. AirTech Heating wants to meet you. We have a long-standing reputation of honesty, integrity, and quality craftsmanship in Fond du Lac and the surrounding area. But as we grow, we're looking to add experienced techs and installers to our team, and fast. If you've got HVAC experience and want to join our amazing crew, apply today at airtech911.com. If you're looking for steady, full-time work, ongoing hands-on training, excellent pay and benefits, uniforms, trucks, and tools provided, AirTech Heating is the place for you. Apply today at airtech911.com.
What's your favorite high school sports memory? A late inning rally? A game-winning shot? A photo finish? Maybe it's a pep rally or a pregame ritual. Maybe it's the euphoria of a late night bus ride home after a hard-fought win. Maybe it's having pizza with teammates after the game. Now, imagine if it never happened at all. School sports need your help. With budgets getting tighter, it's more than the games that are on the line. It's all the traditions, the community pride, the culture of your hometown high school, plus all those memories that are on the line too. What can you do? It's simple. Buy a ticket when you can. Go to a game. Take the whole family. Let's do everything we can to keep those cherished school sports memories alive.
This message presented by the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I love your new countertops.
Thanks. I do too. It's Quartz from Quest Interiors.
Quest Interiors does countertops?
Yep. They have an awesome selection of Quartz countertops on display right in their showroom. You just choose the style and color you want from their Power Buy selection, and Quest Interiors does the rest.
Wow. Sounds easy to me.
And the best part is, because they fabricate their own countertops, they saved us a lot of money.
Get Quartz countertops for less at Quest Interiors, Fond du Lac, and Oshkosh.
There's no escape. You can't hide. They're following you. Your cravings for nacho fries will never stop. The warm nacho cheese sauce and savory Mexican spices will not let you get away. So there's only one thing left to do. Run to Taco Bell, because nacho fries are back. Head to Taco Bell and silence your cravings before nacho fries disappear again. Only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. locations for a limited time only.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports. Our teams play here.
For the half here from Winnebago Lutheran Academy in this WIAA Division III regional final in girls basketball. And it is all Vikings all the time. A dominant first half, to say the very least, as the Vikings win, or the Vikings have the lead. They haven't won yet. Still a second half to play, but they have the lead. 48-6. Yes, 48-6. Our score on the Quest Interior scoreboard. No, we're not playing Flyway Conference football here this evening on the court. But the Vikings really just asserting their control in this first half, leading 48-6. Riley Lair with 4 3-pointers in that first half for 12 points. Kiara Shea has 11. Siri Kuski has 8 points, as does Elena Superdan in that first half, as the Vikings really just have dominated from start to finish. They led 6-0. Ledgers made it 6-4, but really been all Vikings after that. Long scoreless streak for St. Mary Springs as they trail 48-6 at the break. Again, Lair with 12, Shea with 11 for the Vikings to lead the way. Meanwhile, St. Mary Springs scoring is this. Haley Hoffman has 4 of the 6 on the board, the other 2 belonging to Reese Newman. And that's all you can say for St. Mary's Springs. Turnovers, missed shots, dominance by Winnebago Lutheran in this first half, as the Vikings lead by 42 points, 48-6 on the Quest Interior scoreboard here this evening. And winner advancing to the sectional semifinal, which will be next week Thursday. The higher seed will host, so Winnebago Lutheran being the number one seed. Of course, we mentioned teams being reseeded, but figure at 20, possibly 21-0, you get a pretty good chance at hosting that sectional semifinal game. So we'll see how that shakes out. But at the half, our score 48-6 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Looking at our broadcast schedule for the rest of the weekend, we've got some hoops for you tomorrow. Badgers back in action. Game should be happening. Michigan coming off a long pause for COVID-19, but set to take on Wisconsin at the Kohl Center. Cover starts at 11 tomorrow morning, and tip-off is at noon. Bucks basketball for you coming up on Sunday evening. Bucks and the Oklahoma City Thunder. That'll cover start there. We'll be at 6:30 as the Bucks take on OKC. And then our next high school action will be next week Thursday. We'll have games Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for you. Awaiting the results from tonight to tell you what we'll have later in the week, but we invite you to tune in Monday for that news. You can also follow us on Twitter. Myself at SW on the radio, or you can check out our local sports page at KFIZ.com if you want to learn more about our upcoming schedules, games we'll be following, all that and more. You can check it out online at KFIZ.com or at our morning sports reports. But here in our contest, Vikings in full control, 48-6 over St. Mary Springs. Take another timeout here. Back with the second half after this here on News Talk 1450 KFIV.
Small town, huge flavors in the heart of Eden. Eden Meat Market and Catering. Serving your family with custom cuts of steaks, chops, and chicken from their full-service meat counter. They also make fresh homemade pizza. 12 varieties to choose from. All with real Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Fresh veggies or their own homemade sausage or pepperoni. Weekly specials at EdenMeat.com. Eden Meat Market, taking you back to simpler times since 1890.
Successful teams don't take the field without proper practice first. At Cole Oil and Propane, they've been perfecting their craft for four generations. The team members at Cole Oil go to great lengths to make sure they know you and your needs, many times before you even do, like full-time tank monitoring, allowing Cole Oil and Propane to keep an eye on your tanks so you don't have to. Become a part of the Cole Oil and Propane team today. Four generations of success, putting their success to work for you. Find out more at Cole Oil and Propane.
I've got a math question for you. When you add tolerance, subtract prejudice, and multiply efforts to treat one another with respect, what do you get? Less division. And school sports have it down to a science. Looking for an example of what can happen when we realize there's more that unites us than divides us? Look no further than high school sports in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Baker Cheese, the pioneer of string cheese, is one of the largest standalone string cheese operations in the country, partnering with excellent local farmers so that in less than 48 hours from the time the milk leaves the farms, Baker's all-natural string cheese is ready for your enjoyment. Celebrating over 100 years of exceptional quality, visit the Baker Cheese Store on County Road G in St. Cloud or call 477-7111, 477-7111 to place your order. Baker Cheese, freshest in every bite.
1450 KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
All right, back here at the half, Winnebago Lutheran dominating St. Mary Springs 48-6. 48-6. That is the score on the Quest Interior scoreboard. All WLA in the first half getting set for the start of the second half. A lot of S's in that. Set for the start of the second half. Spencer Wagon here with you on a Saturday evening. Some people are probably turning the radio down for how many times I'm saying S-words now, but I appreciate you coming along with us here this evening. This D3 regional final, all WLA 48-6 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Tonight's game is brought to you by Quest Interior. Locations in Fond du Lac and Oshkosh. Also, a big thank you to AirTech Heating. AirTech is Bryant, doing whatever it takes to keep you nice and warm when it gets to be what's it right now? -2 outside. It's going to be, what, -15 tonight? AirTech keeping us nice and warm in our AirTech heating studios. And we are set for second half action. Underway here, Vikings leading 48-6 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Ledgers have the basketball as they work with it here. Rayleigh Freund brings it out. She'll toss it to Newman. Freund sizes up the three. Freund off the rim, no good. Out of bounds. Back to St. Mary Springs. Last touch by the Vikings. 48-6 our score on the Quest Interior scoreboard. 42-point advantage. Ledger's tossing it in. As they work it out here. Pitts near top of the key. Pitts hands it out to Freund. Three, left side, bounces off the rim, no good. And skying for the rebound is Kaylee Fromm. And the Vikings will turn it over here. Pitts takes it away at half court. Here's Izzy Kuhn. Kuhn finding it back to Pitts in the corner. Newman, three, left side, rattles out, no good. Ball bounces high in the air. And battling for it is Fry. Got knocked in the face. Quick toss ahead. Layup good for Kiara Shea. 13 for Shea, 50-6 WLA. Get back out. Three-pointer. Left side, no good. For the Ledgers. Quick toss ahead. Supernan right side. Layup good. Elena Supernan now in double figures. WLA 52. St. Mary Springs 6. 16:43 to play for the game. Ledgers of the basketball here. Here's Pitts left side. Pitts Ursa de Freund. Now back to Pitts. Pitts just inside the arc. Short jumper off the mark, no good. Fry gets the rebound for WLA. Vikings 52, Ledgers 6 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Getting it down low. Working it back out. Three-pointer left side, short off the front of the rim. Supernan tracking it down. She'll come in from the right-hand side. Supernan rolling it back out. Three-pointer on the way, off the mark, no good for Hewitt. And the ball saved in by Springs. Tracking it down is the Vikings. And the Vikings now toss it away. Supernan on the floor with it. Whistle here at a jump ball will keep it with WLA on this end. A little bit of sloppiness here with 15:52 to play for the game. Vikings well in control, 52-6. In the corner here is Lair. Lair giving it to Fry. Fry flips it out. Now in the left-hand corner, here's Hewitt. Jumper, free throw line, Fry knocks it down. Bailey Fry makes it 54-6 WLA with 15:30 left to play in the contest. Here's Freund, right wing, tossing it to Pitts. Pitts at the top of the key. Getting it back out to Newman, now to Freund, back to Pitts. Pitts tosses to Hoffman, low on the left. Now kicking it back out. Newman coming in. Newman can't get the ball. Gets her own miss. Rolls it back out. Short jumper on the way. Good! Nick Harry Springs. Izzy Kuhn knocks down the jumper, and the Ledgers have scored for the first time in a while. 54-8 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. 14:54 to play for the game. Fry tossing to Lair. Lair high toss across the court. Hewitt for three. Bounces off the back of the rim. No good. And here come Newman dribbling along the near sideline. Newman to Pitts. Pitts, short jumper to Kuhn. Kuhn off the mark, no good. And Superdan tracks it down. Superdan launches for three. Good! Elena Superdan knocks down the triple. 13 points for her. Vikings lead 57-8 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. 14:18 to play for the game. It's Freund. Freund tossing to Newman. Back to Pitts. Pitts at the free throw line. Feeding it to Hoffman. Hoffman, jumper, left side, no. And Superdan tracks it down. Superdan tossing ahead. Here's Shea up with it, no, but a whistle to foul. Yara Shea will head to the free throw line after the foul on Pitts. Refers to the team's first. Shea's first is good. Shea now with 14, and it's a 50-point game. WLA 58, St. Mary Springs 8. One more for Shea. That one rattles out. Shea's a 50-point game, 14 minutes to play. WLA up 58-8. Rowe tosses in the corner for Penny, and she knocks down the three from the left side. Tessa Tenney's puts the Ledgers into double figures, 58-11, with 13:42 to play for the game. Here's Lair, right side, Lair good. Riley Lair with 14. Vikings up 60-11 with 13:30 to play for the game. Penny's again, same spot as before, can't get it to fall. Knocked out of bounds, and it will stay with St. Mary Springs with 13:25 to play for the game on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Ledgers will toss it in into the corner. Here's Kuhn, left-hand side. Misses the three from the corner. One-handed toss ahead into the hands of Shea. No, he missed the layup. Ball came back out. And an offensive foul is called on Riley Lair for the Vikings. Her third and the team's first. 13:14 to play for the game on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Vikings up 60-11. Ledger's working with it here. Here's Tenney at the left wing. Tenney's tossing it into the corner. Trying to feed it down low, looking for Kuhn, and it's intercepted. as Kaylee Fry pulls it away. Vikings taking it ahead. Here's Superdand. Superdand, right-hand side, tossing it back to the left. Getting it back to Superdand. Superdand to Fry. Jumper just beside the free throw line. No, but the offensive board out to the Vikings. Here's a three, left side. Off the mark, no good. Riley Lair gets it, though. Another offensive rebound. The cut to Hewitt, no. Second chance, no, but a whistle to foul. Hewitt will be at the free throw line after the foul on Rowe for St. Mary Springs. Her second and the team's second. Hewitt will knock down the first. Line change here for the Vikings, except for Hewitt. 61-11 with 12:29 to play for the game. And one more here for Hewitt. Second one is good. 62-11. Terry Kuski stepping in. Basically, everybody who was on the bench and not on the floor is now on the floor, and everybody who was on the floor and not on the bench is playing now for WLA. St. Mary Springs still with a contingent of their starters in. Ledger's working with it here. Kuhn tries the three. Bounces off the rim. No good. Second chance, no, but a whistle and a foul, and the Ledgers will go to the free throw line. Foul is on Maddie Lair, her first, team second. And Clara Fouch will head to the free throw line for Springs. She misses the first. She'll get one more, though. And she gets the roll on that one. Clara Fouch makes it a 50-point game, 62-12, with 12:06 to play for the game. Now a pass taken away. Tenney's takes it away. As the Ledgers work it ahead, Newman the bounce pass to Kuhn. It's knocked out of bounds by the Vikings. So we'll stay with St. Mary Springs. Fabricius and Judkins back in for Springs. 11:58 to play for this one, 62-12, WLA. Ledgers have it here. Tossing it in. Judkins has it in the corner. They work it into Fouch. Fouch trying to hit it back out to Judkins. Ball's on the floor. Vikings come away with it. WLA sprinting it. Backed it away. Leading by 50. Runner in the lane. No good. Second chance. Third chance. No. Ball still bouncing around like a hot potato out there. And coming away with it is Tessa Tenney's. Tenney's with it here. Tenney's will give it out here. Into the corner. Falling down. And that is Judkins, yes. Foul is called on Maddie Lair. I dropped my clipboard there. It's her second, team's third. 11:27 to play for the game. 62-12, WLA. Quick jumper, right of the lane, no. Ball out to WLA. Vikings get a sprint ahead with it. Here's Kuski, right side layup here. Kuski now in double figures with 10. 64-12, WLA, with 11:12 to play for the game. Tenney's tossing right-hand side, bouncing it into the right corner. Feeding it inside. Fouch dishes it out. Judkins on the way with the long two. Misses it. And the Vikings take it ahead. Tusky tracks it down in the corner. Kicks it back out. Chemnitz for three. Well off the mark, no good. And the ball is out of bounds to St. Mary Springs with 10:50 to play for the game. WLA 64, St. Mary Springs 12. On the Quest interior scoreboard, Vikings led 48-6 at halftime. And a whistle here and a timeout taken by St. Mary Springs with 10:44 left to play in the game. Keep it here and tell you tonight's game is brought to you by Coal Oil and Propane, serving Fond du Lac, Lamira, Ripon, Campbellsport, and surrounding communities with top quality fuels, lubricants, propane, and customer first service that's second to none. Online at coaloilandpropane.com. Thank you to Dan Slater, your local Evan Jones advisor, 976 East Johnson Street in Fond du Lac. 64-12 the score. on the Quest Interior scoreboard. It'll be Ledger basketball out of the timeout. 10-40 and counting, left to play in this regional final. All Vikings all the time. Ledger's working with it here. Fabricius will get it. Fabricius launches from three and buries the triple. Katie Fabricius knocks down the triple, 64-15 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. 10:23 to play. Vikings have it here, working it to the basket. No, ball's on the floor. Vikings will save it. And they'll work it into the corner. Three-pointer, right side, off the mark, no good. And out of bounds off of St. Mary's Springs. Nice play there by Maddie Lair. She kind of handed it to the Ledger defender who was standing right there, and the Ledger defender kind of just tossed it right back at her. So we'll stay with the Vikings on this end. Working inside, turnaround, jumper, no there for Honaker for the Vikings. As the Ledgers take it back to the way, and now Steele. Steele and knocked out of the hands of Chemnitz, and she went up with it. Judkins came back and knocked it away. But it does stay with Winnebago Lutheran here with 9:55 to play in the game. 64-15, our score, on that Quest Interior scoreboard. Vikings toss it in. Honaker will take the three. Honaker off the mark, no good. But the Vikings track it down. Lair tosses it out. Three on the way. Good! Kiefenheim with the triple for WLA. 67-15 with 9:37 to play. Ledgers will take a three. Kenny has it blocked. And a whistle here. And they dribble along the baseline. Foul is on Lair. Her third and the fourth team foul. Ledgers will try the three again. Roll off the mark. Second chance. Put it up and in. That's Katie Fabricius with the basket, is what I'm trying to say. 67-15. Vikings in front. Vikings have the basketball. Chemnitz catches at the free throw line. They work it into the corner. Honaker coming in, and a whistle and an offensive foul at the Vikings. 9:05 to play. Foul called on Honaker, her first and the team's fifth. As the basketball goes back to St. Mary's Springs, they trail by 50, 67-17. 9 minutes to play in this regional final. Ledger's have it knocked away. Honaker knocks it out of bounds. And we'll go back to St. Mary's Springs. Ledger's inbounding baseline right. Penny is looking for someone. Feeds it in. Gets it into Fouch. Now Penny gets it back. Judkins. Judkins in the post. Out to Tenney's in the corner. Tenney's brings it in from the right corner. Short jumper on the way. Off the mark, no good for Rowe. And the Vikings take it back to the way. 8.5 to play. Vikings 67. Ledger's 17. Toss to Chemnitz. As Chemnitz falling out of bounds. Whistle and the ball going back to St. Mary's Springs. 8:12 to play and counting. 67-17 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Judkins, left side, bounces it into the corner, tossing it in, intercepted. Nice play there. That's Chemnitz taking it away as the Vikings take it up the court. Leading by 50, 67-17. And now Steele, take it away from Chemnitz. Judkins bounces it off, knocked out of bounds by Maddie Lair, and it will stay with St. Mary's Springs. Ledger basketball, Tenney's inbounding, right in front of the hoop, basket up and good. Judkins. Judkins' first bucket of the game makes it 67-19 on the Quest Interior scoreboard with 7:23 to play for the game. In the corner, three on the way, well off the mark there for Kiefenheim. And as the Ledgers grab the rebound, whistle's blown and a foul here. The Vikings, that's on Honaker, in first. Or second, excuse me, as a team six. Haley Hoffman stepping back in here for Springs. Under seven to play. Ledgers trailing with the basketball. 67-19. Is Judkins tossing in the corner for Springs, feeding it down low as Rowe can't connect it in front of the hoop, but they toss it right back into her, caught it in the foul for Taylor Rowe. Ledgers, or the Vikings, I should say, were about to save it back in to try to start the new possession. They threw it right back to Taylor Rowe, and Rowe got the basket and the opportunity for the three-point play. So it's 67-21. Foul was called on Honegger, her third, and the team seventh on WLA. Rose drains the foul shot. Reese Newman back in for Springs. 6:06 and counting to play in this regional final. It's all WLA, 67-22 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. In the corner, here's Kiefenheim. Get around the circle here. Honecker, left side three, up the mark, no good. Ledgers pulled down the rebound. Under six to play. Vikings in front, 67-22. Here's Pitts. Pitts tossed to Tenney. Tenney finds Judkins. Judkins the drive, right side. Scoops it up, no. Vikings take it back to the way. Lair, and she travels with it. Maddie Lair call for the travel as she tosses to Piercer. 5:20 and counting left. Vikings 67, Ledgers 22 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Judkins tosses to Pitts, back to Judkins in the left corner. Judkins looking down low, trying to find it into Pitts. And it will be off of WLA and going back to Springs. As you get back out, Tenney's catches. Tenney's dribbles to the free throw line. Tenney's works it back out. Here's Judkins driving the lane. Judkins can't make the layup. And the rebound is pulled down by the Vikings. WLA tossing it ahead. Here's Kiefenheim. Kiefenheim toss out Chemnitz. Chemnitz to Honecker for three. Off the mark, no good. As brings it up the court. 4:24 to play, trailing 67-22. Judkins feeding it down low for Hoffman, and out of bounds off the WLA. We'll stay with St. Mary Springs on this end. Ledger basketball, inbound pass into traffic, knocked away by the Vikings. Under four to play, 3:57 left, 67-22 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Vikings have it, dribbling along the near sideline, and it's ripped away. Tenney's with the steal. And now it's stolen right back. Ledgers tried to get the run out. Couldn't. Honecker in front of the hoop. This is the layup too strong. 3:40 left. Ledger basketball. Vikings 67. Ledgers 22. Toss out to Judkins. Judkins feeds corner for Pitts. Three off the mark. No good. Offensive rebound to the Ledgers. Quick dish ahead to Hoffman up and in. Bailey Hoffman now with six. And a timeout with 3:24 left. A 30-second timeout taken. 3:24 left. And the score on the Quest Interior scoreboard is WLA 67 and St. Mary's Springs 24. Time to remind you that game is brought to you by Quest Interior. Locations in Fond du Lac and Oshkosh. Also a big thank you to Eden Meat Market and Catering, AirTech Heating, and Taco Bell, locations on East and West Johnson Street in Fond du Lac. 3:24 left in this one. And all Vikings, they led 48-6. 48-6. Yes, you heard me correctly at halftime. Several texts from people saying, did I hear you right? Yes, you did. 48-6 at halftime. 67-24, the score now. Vikings have the basketball with 3:20 left to play in this regional final. Honecker has it in the right corner here for WLA. As the Vikings work with it here. Maddie Lair. Lair tosses to Geertzer at the free throw line. The jump ball is called as the Ledgers get their hands on it. So the ball will go back to St. Mary Springs under three to play, 67-24 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Ledgers have it. In the corner, here's Kuhn. Kuhn holds it high over her head. As Springs works with it here, here's Rowe. Short jumper from the free throw line. Good. Taylor Rowe with five to match her jersey number. 67-26 with 2.5 to play in the game. Heffernan tossing to Lair. Lair finds Honecker in the right corner. Honecker bringing it back out to Lair. Finds Geertrude. Back out to Honecker. Honecker, three. Up the mark. No good. Bounced around a couple times. But fell off the rim. As Springs will sprint it back to the way. Geertrude nearly with the takeaway. Out to Rowe for three. Rowe can't knock down the triple. Second chance. Kind of hand a foul for St. Mary Springs. Kuhn with the hoop in the arm. Kuhn with four. 67-28 on the Quest of Series program. Husky stepping back in. Minute 37 and counting with the 40-point margin. The clock will run. Kuhn misses the foul shot. Minute 27 left to play in this regional final. 67-28, all Vikings. Back out. Three-pointer on the way. Kuski misses it. Second chance for Kiefenheim, yes. Or Geertzer, pardon me. Misses the layup. Ledgers will take it back the other way. 67-28. 64 seconds left in this one. Three-pointer, top of the circle. Off the mark, no good. Viking Sky for the rebound. Chemnitz takes it away. And WLA will work it up the court here under a minute to play. They're going to be regional champions. And a foul here along the perimeter. 40 seconds left. Vikings are going to be regional champions. They'll play in the sectional semifinal next week, Thursday. Time and opponent to be determined. As the Ledgers get a round of applause, their season will come to an end here tonight in the regional final. St. Mary Springs will finish with 17 wins, 17-7. Vikings will work it out here, final 12 seconds. And WLA fans across the way, round of applause. Man in a Jordy Nelson jersey standing up as the Vikings win the regional championship. WLA wins, dominating tonight's contest. Final score on the Quest Interior scoreboard, Winnebago Lutheran, the WLA girls basketball team, regional champions, winning over St. Mary Springs 67-28. We will take a quick timeout. Back to wrap it up after this here at Newstalk 1450 KFIV.
Think you can't afford life insurance? Think again. You might be surprised how affordable it can be. 80% of Americans overestimate the cost of life insurance. Maybe it's time to swap out a few small expenses for some big peace of mind. Life insurance can protect what matters the most, and it's the right thing to do. Let's talk today. For details, contact me, Tim Cruz, at American Family Insurance at 920-921-7424 or stop by my office at 218 North Seymour Street in Fond du Lac today.
American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
American Family Insurance.
Baker Cheese, the pioneer of string cheese, is one of the largest standalone string cheese operations in the country, partnering with excellent local farmers so that in less than 48 hours from the time the milk leaves the farms, Baker's all-natural string cheese is ready for your enjoyment. Celebrating over 100 years of exceptional quality, visit the Baker Cheese Store on County Road G in St. Cloud or call 477-7111. 477-7111 to place your order. Baker Cheese, freshest in every bite.
Attention HVAC technicians and installers, AirTech Heating wants to meet you. We have a long-standing reputation of honesty, integrity, and quality craftsmanship in Fond du Lac and the surrounding area. But as we grow, we're looking to add experienced techs and installers to our team, and fast. If you've got HVAC experience and want to join our amazing crew, apply today at airtech911.com. If you're looking for steady, full-time work, ongoing hands-on training, excellent pay and benefits, uniforms, trucks, and tools provided, AirTech Heating is the place for you. Apply today at airtech911.com.
All right, back here from Winnebago Lutheran Academy in this D3 regional final here this evening in girls basketball. Winnebago Lutheran winning big time. All Vikings all the time here this evening, defeating St. Mary's Springs in the D3 regional final, 67-28. Dominant first half, really paving the way for WLA in this contest. Vikings led 48-6. 48-6 at halftime, and win going away, 67-28 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Leading scorers unofficially, Riley Lair and Kiara Shea with 14 points apiece, Siri Kuski with 10, and Elena Superdan with 13 for the Vikings. Meanwhile, St. Mary's Springs was paced by 6 points from Haley Hoffman and 5 apiece from Katie Fabricius and Taylor Rowe. But final score, Vikings win, and they will move on to the sectionals next week. Final score, Winnebago Lutheran at 67, and St. Mary Springs 28 in a WIAA regional final in Division III. As you mentioned, St. Mary Springs, with the loss, drops to 17-7 as their season comes to an end. WLA now 21-0. And they will head into the sectionals next week, which will be Thursday for the semifinals. Next Saturday will be the sectional finals with a trip to stand on the line. And opponent, time, and seed to be determined. As I told you in the pregame show, and at halftime, the regional or the sectionals are going to be reseeded. The regional champions will be reseeded tomorrow. We'll pass that information along to you once we find it out. But the Vikings are headed to sectionals. They win over St. Mary Springs, 67-28 here in Division III. That'll wrap it up for us here on Newstalk 1450 KFIZ. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday evening. Next high school sports broadcast will be coming up next week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We've got a whole bunch of high school sports with you again. Opponents, games, that and more to be determined as the week begins. So keep it right here on KFIZ and check out our social media feeds and our website, KFIZ.com, for more information. As we find it out, we'll pass it along to you right here on Newstalk 1450 KFIZ. Again, our final score, Division III regional final, Winnebago Lutheran 67 and St. Mary Springs 28. Have a great night, everybody. This is Newstalk 1450 KFIZ.
You've been listening to high school sports coverage on Newstalk 1450 KFIZ. Tonight's game has been brought to you by these community-minded sponsors: AirTech Heating, Eden Meat Market and Catering, Dan Sprader, your local Edward Jones representative, Taco Bell, Cole Oil and Propane, Quest Interiors, American Family Insurance agent Tim Cruz, and Baker Cheese. To see future games we're covering, check out the sports broadcast schedule at KFIZ.com. We now return you to your regularly scheduled program.
Mahomes is back. Hill's back. Kelsey's back. Tyrann Mathieu's back. Chris Jones. Frank Clark. The core of the team –